Because you get up early, Jeff Sloan has to get up early to host the Pre-W Smith Show. And that's what you are listening to now on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome. It's Thursday morning, June 15th. Welcome to our show. Beautiful weather expected for this weekend, guys. Father's Day, of course, on Sunday. Today, we're going to have a little rain, highs in the mid-70s, chance of thunderstorms, maybe some even some gusty winds, and even a shot at having some hail later this afternoon. But after we get done with all of this, we've got beautiful stretch of weather ahead. Actually, no rain really in the forecast for another week or so. But again, mid-80s, sunny, should be beautiful for grilling and outdoor activities on the weekend, and in particular on Father's Day on Sunday. So that's good.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right.
That is good. We welcome that. Now, listen, speaking of the weather, we finally get the rain we're looking for. But of course, with it, there's always a cost for everything.
I know.
Why is that? We get the beautiful weather with the, you know, the stretch goes for 2 or 3 weeks. Our lawns get all dried up and we need the rain desperately. We finally get that rain. And now the mosquitoes are out.
Just on the heels of that rain.
Right. Hungry as can be. And actually, it's not just a nuisance. You know, these mosquitoes carry things like West Nile virus, this Eastern equine encephalitis, and so on and so on. Those things just don't sound good.
No. Right?
You don't want, I don't even know what they are exactly.
I don't want a case of Eastern equine encephalitis.
Yes.
Nobody wants that.
Yes, you do not want that. I don't know if that means you, forget it. I'm not going to say that, right? I don't know what it really means, but it doesn't sound good. All right. Well, we don't want that. And the fact is there are some things you can do now that the mosquitoes are out to protect yourself, to make sure that you're not one of their victims. You're not a meal. Interestingly, one of the recommendations is wear light-colored long-sleeve shirts and long pants to cover your arms and legs. Well, I knew the wear a long-sleeve shirt and wear the long pants, of course, but light-colored. I didn't know the mosquitoes
were sensitive to color. I didn't know that either. We'll do a little research. We'll get back on that.
We need to do some research on that, but wear light-colored long-sleeve shirts and pants. Of course, use an insect repellent that contains DEET. That's DEET. Avoid areas where mosquitoes are present if possible. Do not hang out in the swampy areas. I think if you're reading between the lines. Right. None of that. And of course, use screens and your windows. By the way, this list from the Free Press, the Detroit Free Press.
And empty water buckets. Now that we've had all this rain,
exactly.
And, you know, pots or toys that have been sitting outside, just tip them over, dump
there
them out,
because
they absolutely. That's where the mosquitoes start to fester.
That's exactly right. That's where they lay their eggs and those little buggers come out hungry. So make sure you empty any standing water. All right. Now, Kristen, I know you mentioned and you found this story about apartment rental and job scams. You mentioned a friend of yours that experienced one of these scams. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So the apartment rental and job scams are on the rise. And unfortunately, they are kind of striking younger adults. The article out of the Detroit Free Press actually says 18 to 34. And specifically, we had a friend of ours that was renting an apartment for their daughter who's in college for the following year. And they were scammed. They went online and the landlord was requesting a credit check. And they went through and did that and laid down a deposit all to find
out. And gave them their social security number
everything.
And other information, everything, right? And,
all to find out that the person that was posting the rental property was not even the actual owner of the rental property. So things to definitely look out for as people are, you know, just getting out of college, looking for their first apartment, as well as college students looking for places to live over the summer and for the fall. Really, really do your research. And anything that's posted on social media really needs to be backed up and checked to make sure that it's not.
Don't be quick, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, and the sad thing here is that, of course, when you find a place that's perfect for you, seemingly, I really am interested in this place. I want to rent this place. It's really sad when young people in particular, is of course, sad for anybody. But, you know, here you are thinking, I'm going to go secure this place. My life is just about to move on from my living in my parents' home, whatever it may be, and move out on my own and do my thing. And all of a sudden, it all kicks off with getting scammed. And these things, you know, you can lose significant money. You put a deposit down on an apartment rental and so on. And by the way, averages of these types of losses are running in the range of several hundred, if not even into the $1,000+ range. That's really sad. The amazing thing about these people, I think, that they come up with all these various scams and schemes and you know, dirty deeds, they got to really use a lot of brain power to figure it all out and make sure it's all tied in and connected and develop the platform and the whole thing. Wow. If those people just put their minds to good use doing something positive and productive for society, they may even do better. But there's a screw loose in a lot of these people that just makes them say, you know what? Not only do I want to make money off this, but boy, I want to have some fun along the way. And I think fun is defined by stealing from people and ruining their lives and all the rest. Horrible.
Horrible. Yeah. So really. just be really aware. And, you know, obviously best case is actually go to meet the apartment rental company if you can and do some double checking, because a lot of these companies are actually taking pictures off of Zillow and creating their own version of like apartmentrental.com. So just be aware.
All right. Well, and more money flying out of our pockets. The car insurance rates now expected to jump for Michigan drivers as these new catastrophic claim fees begin to take effect. I believe they take effect July 1.
That's right.
And by the way, whether you select to have the catastrophic coverage or not, you got to pay for it. So we'll all be paying more for car insurance starting next month. And when these new and higher catastrophic claim fees begin, God, do you get the feeling that money's just flying everywhere but in?
In, yeah, right? out all the time. I'm still looking for the money tree in my backyard.
There we go.
Still not growing.
When you find it, if you have any excess growing on that tree, you know who to call.
Throw you some.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, stick with us as we roll out more content here on the show for you this morning. Running to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.